sold my fair issue a crack. Not Weezy, but Malone got that hustlers music, and them hustlers use it. Serve customers to it. Went from 2 to 300, got the Mexicans down. 100 Crip, 100 Blood, 100 Mexicans now. 100 round in the clip, man, who wanna get done? With the new West Prez on these 8-town drums. With the new West Prez, daddy calling the play. And we sacking whack rappers, niggas call it a day. Down south, call them choppers, home call it a K. Either way, ambulance is coming, haul them away. It's Blue Division, bitch, I'm the soul of the crew. Honey girls on my heels like the sole of my shoe. Got toop in the kitchen, let it simmer and cook. Now can't break it on down and deliver the hook.
Streets, man, I'm certified. Cross seas, all my customers are satisfied. See, I ain't for all that beef. Matter of fact, I'm trying to chill with the squeezes. Ask around the hood, man, I'm certified. Nah, I hate to have the hood, I put it in your mind.
I seen your whip where that shit you niggas rap about. I seen your crib where that shit you niggas rap about. I seen your bitch where that shit you niggas rap about. All the rings and things you sing about, bring them out, bring them out. I seen your whip where that shit you niggas rap about. I seen your crib where that shit you niggas rap about. I seen your bitch where that shit you niggas rap about. All them rings and things you sing about, bring them out, bring them out. Say, bro, I heard your $1 million rap.
Yeah, I did.
Nigga said he made millions after trap. In his bank count fat, but I bet that bitch empty. Crook, only brand new niggas in the Bentley. And not exposure, best walk gently. Niggas need exposure, so they try and talk against me. And even though you tempt me, punks can't pimp me. R.I.P. Y.G.'s over Simpy. On some studio tough shit. I keep a hammer, man, money won't touch this. That little Jimmy Gold played it in his gutless. Where you been? That's a bucket plus the clutch slip. Need I say more? You niggas not ballin', let alone on the floor. You barely made the league, you don't even get the ball. While I'm rookie of the year, gangsta raps Chris Paul. I seen your whip where that shit you niggas rap about. I seen your crib where that shit you niggas rap about. I seen your bitch where that shit you niggas rap about. All the rings and things you sing about, bring them out, bring them out. I seen your whip where that shit you niggas rap about. I seen your crib where that shit you niggas rap about. I seen your bitch where that shit you niggas rap about.
Yeah.
Rings and things.
Let's go.
Love gang, they down with us.
DJ King Flow.
Pop Bulls is down with us. All my SI fools down with us.
Mixtape Addicts.
Folks is down with us. DDs, GDs, they down with us. Lad Kings, they down with us. Disconnected, hey, you can't be touched. I want it all. Let me tell you what it happened, nigga. I was selling PCP before I was a rapping. I'll put the 7th Street, unload the straps. Never save a hoe. Fuck, I look like a captain, nigga. Crip shook, slapping niggas. Night, night, napping niggas. Ask any hack gang, they tell you I ain't capping, nigga. Eyes in for japping niggas. Never been a groove, though. Last of the fools, never snitched, the only rude, bro. Last of the D-boys, sell before I use, though. Stride hella funky like my motherfucking shoes, bro. Bought another if I crashed it. Took you staring down, so proud of big glasses. My Loken fantastic. Wild, wild west, wild earth, rebirth in blackness. These new whips average, prefer my 6'4". My IQ is massive. Say, bitch, I'm one of those.
Yeah. My niggas cooking up the beef, it's falling off the bone. My niggas make you look for Jesus like you lost your phone. Exhibit riding through this city like it's 95. My trigger finger is my bill of rights to stay alive. Heavy metal for devils, my chopper chopper down the side. Read the graffiti, it's easy if you read the signs. Blue rags, red rags, Hoover, Grape Street, 6-0. Power Room, Venice, Long Beach. I drank a fifth with Crip Mac on 55th Street. Exhibit sticking with the drums like I'm Swiss Beat. The streets you took a turn, it's like the Walking Dead. The only way to kill a zombie, shoot him in the head. Better press the issue if you want some bread. My shooter's greasy, diabetes, you could lose a leg. Me and Glass is asking what they hitting for. When it's a drought, I got it on the low. I'm one of those.
DJ King Flow.
Come into my car, you're in the
ses shoes. C'est Prince Danny Dunn. Pour la pro, celle qui fait vibrer ton âme. Check, check, prends la pause. Pour les uns, pour les fans, dans la zone, même dans la sauce. On donne tout pour la cause, tu sais qu'on fait les choses. C'est Prince Damidane. On donne tout pour la pro, celle qui fait vibrer ton âme. Check, check, prends la pause. Pour les uns, pour les fans, dans la zone, même dans la sauce. On donne tout pour la cause.
Yeah, yeah. La vie m'a fait du bien comme du mal, donc on est quitte. Plus les messes basses restent basses, plus t'empocheras de fric. Écoute, plus que tu ne parleras de douleur ou de fric. Et les vents resteront favorables pour toi et ton équipe. Qui aurait pu le croire, Danny, 30 ans après, encore sous les feux des photographes. Des fois je rime en signant l'autographe. Les secrets les mieux cachés sont là, à la vue de tous. Regarde Danny Prince, fais la gare. C'est l'exception, pas la règle. Aucun cinéma, juste plusieurs clips. Dans cette industrie du 10, devenue celle du clic. En plus des circonstances aggravantes, la fuite en avant prend de la vitesse et on y participe. Moi-même ça me stresse, je ne rêve que de délices et de luxueuses péripéties. Têtu, mais ma décision restera celle-ci. Je sais aussi que ce nouveau siècle dont on sait aussi peu me dit que mon avenir est entre les mains de ma
sais
musique.
Qu'on fait les choses, c'est Prince Danny Dunn. On donne tout pour la pro, celle qui fait vibrer ton âme. Check, check, prends la pause. Pour les uns, pour les fans, dans la zone, même dans la sauce. On donne tout pour la cause, tu sais qu'on fait les choses.
If you muscled up, get your fucking six pack, tummy tuck, doubled up. Cocaine, dope game, all down, run them up. Get your wig split, trying to call 12. Easy to tell who's real, who's fake. I don't break bread with birds or make moves with snakes. We don't fuck with none of y'all, cause they just get greedier. I'm too anti-social for social media.
It's the ones that's close to you, that be deceiving you. Phantoms with their hands in the air, they don't believe in you. On go, ready to cheer for what they're feeding you.
M.O.
You might wanna check the Wikipedia. Extravagant glow, high traffic like Expedia. You're local and mediocre. Homie, you a disgrace. Don't get poked in your poker face and put in your place.
Told you.
Your home team back at it. Automatic, pure magic. I
told you.
With realness, realness, to make sure that you feel this.
I told you. This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want. Told you. This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
I'ma keep doing what I'm doing. Sipping on the glue and catching wreck with my crew in.
DJ King Flow.
But I gotta maintain. Gotta maintain. Through the darkness. Maintain.
I'ma keep doing what I'm doing. Only smoking fat splits. Ripping a headbang like Cliff. Shred a BC Rich. You simpletons couldn't keep up with the chords that I rip. So I'm combining two genres just to rock you like a corpse dead stiff. Your opinion couldn't be less of a disturbance. I've got my pen on sheet. There was a long road to earn this. So I'm kicking raw word, playing stereophonic. Coming straight on my face like some lyrical vomit. Brace your fucking back for this grotesque sonnet. Kiss of death, and there's not much time left. With 30 coffin nails poking out of your chest. I'm sipping Louis 13 with some of the best. In the back of Ruth Chris, yo, pass me the check. Put some respect on my name and that's that. Or get a cannoli-sized bullet in the back of your cap, bitch.
So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing. Sipping on the brew and catching wreck with my crew in. But I gotta make, through the darkness,
maintain.
You gotta sit back and maintain. The only way to stay sane. Paracyclones creeping in, ripping and gripping to lead your pain. Take the face from the name, killing the boot, dropping the truth like a dark red stain.
Fuck yo, cop.
Yo, check it once, ashen, screaming out loud, fuck compassion. I'm coming for the gold in a disorderly fashion. To leave you disenfranchised, you need wartime ration. Johnny on the pads with the beat straight dashing.
Killing shit.
Born alone, die alone, all we own our thoughts. Any truth to be had isn't normally taught.
Freedom.
I'm only fucking here because I stood and I fought. Peace to all the criminals that didn't get caught.
Smart.
You're not gonna hear about this shit on Reddit.
Dorks.
Cue the fucking sample, take the chorus and dead it. It's looking fucking bleak, they finally said it. Yo, yo.
So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing, zipping on the glue and catching breath with my crew in. Let's stack this track up,
DJ King,
like this, Mr. Hyde. I spill the savagery out of me while I rapidly rap with these. Y'all know my steez sick like a pit bull that's rabid with fleas. Magnum spit massive, he disrespectful to gravity. Lifted up your anatomy, got a hole like a cavity. Mr. Hyde and no bleeps, they make it naked whole shriek. Better fangs will poke deep and tear apart your whole cheek. Nosferatu love bite, one taste can tell your blood type. I'll be butchering you bitches, OJ Simpson glove tight. Thug life like Suge Knight, shaking down vanilla ice. Better sign over your rights or you can drop 11 flights. Out the window, sent to hell, your soul is greeted by Mephisto. He just spot like boiling pots on super freshly fired pistols. This'll hit you like a missile, sizzle, cook flesh, you'll fizzle. For scavengers, the birds and worms are picking at your bone gristle. Rip a verse to fill the hearse, the worst you ever heard of. Whether gripping throats or microphones, the outcome is murder.
Where the beats and the rhymes flow, peace, I gotta go.
Up against a hopeless situation. Worldwide rap, 16.
I make Chris proud with this one.
We the ones that go out there.
Mixtape
at it. Wherever we catch a motherfucker with a red, jumping out the car. Man, we had to be hard to beat it, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't be soft, homie.
Navy Dicky, Navy Chucks. You know the rest, nigga. All navied up.
Navy's
on my line, beg for babies all the time. But girl, you see a cape, I ain't even saving dimes. I'd rather splurge when it come to these hoes. A pedicure. When it come to her toes, why? Pretty feet, get my dick hard. Keep that little blue pill, fuck that kickstart. Bro, ain't no dope here, unless a nigga selling it. How you a star in the trap if you in hell in it? What you need a fade? Let you live a television. Ask for your record in the streets, put that element. Bitches, the L, O to the C. I had to show respect if you ever spoke to me. Mama used to think that the scripting was a phase until I kept cripping. Then my mama used to say, all blue. Shotgun is a shawty shaped like a cartoon. All this low can make her little heart swoon. Floating by these beach, water ducking, haters harpoon. Hot as it started to. From moonlight, I part the moon. Fully cool, long as niggas play they part. Been sitting on my lap till I find a place to park. Nights on the boulevard. Yeah. And tonight I'm pulling cards. I got hard. God must have dealt. And like the grave say, bitch, that's on BL. What's the L? O to the C. Had to show respect if you ever spoke to me. Mama used to think that the scripting was a phase until I kept cripping. Then my mama used to say,
the blood's gonna get you. The blood's gonna get you. The blood's gonna get you.
LA ain't no place better than where I stay. Chuck T's on feet, white tee every day. Fat shoestrings, cause they look better that way. Hood rats get fucked, we ain't known to cuff. Catch a random fade on that Normandy bus. So nigga, tuck your chain like the fair's a bitch. It's fake anyway, why you wearing that shit? I don't pop no perk or sniff no blow. Only thing I lean is a tray you a foe. LA Giants for life, see the print when we step. We don't say oh game. Put that on the set. Don't walk, we bail. We don't tell. We don't troll. Just get on your tail. So be aware of the rules when you pack your case. Tap in with a real one when you on your way, nigga.
This is LA.
Know what that
felt. And I'm still kicking shit, bitch, black belt. Should've seen me in that yellow 430. Got it washed every day, bitch, never seen dirt. She told me meet him at the Waffle House. He got a clean 30 on my domino shit. Only took a mean 30. My phone's always on time, yeah, I'm talking Seamer. Is it me or this Frank Mueller? It just Seamer. I'm in some low-key, steady mobbing with them things. Pretty soft way, steady mobbing, be the gang. Cut the music down, cause my cell phone ringing. From what I just heard, think my cell phone dreaming. Wasn't doing this, I'd probably be a politician. Fuck first 48, just too much snitching. If them folk get behind me, be a whole lot of chasing. Cause I ain't pulling over, be a whole lot of raising. What?
Ain't a damn thing changed now. Cause I've been getting money. Who you know pulled up, black cars jeweled up with them big face honey. Put them things on the road now. Niggas still getting that door now. Niggas think I looked up, must got me fucked up. Cause I've been getting money.
It's just what I thought, it couldn't get no better. Nigga hit me on my shirt, got all my cheddar. Hard wondering why I got the sink running like a shower. Big bag full of white, you would've thought it was some flour. Hard in the kitchen like a culinary school. I be doing my thing, I'm a culinary fool. So much PJ, I was pissing that shit. Talking about it so big, with a fist in that shit. You were born that way, always be a hater. Don't want only hoe, always be a player. We all run through the check, I should have been a calculator. I'm so cold with this shit, I count it in the refrigerator. Drew Stone Green Bob, by my fur Cartier. Doing 30,000, got the fuck up out of there. That's how JoJo Tim.
Know when you speak on my motherfucking name, you gotta say what your motherfucking
check it out,
nigga.
Now you don't wanna see my tech blow. I'm giving vibe like it's death row. Niggas get dropped, rolled up like a egg roll. Niggas better listen to they moms like she said so, or be another buster in the world like an asshole.
Hey, Jesus, free us.
And if you pull your strap, you better not
freeze up.
As I'm chasing all this money, bitches chasing all the fame. Y'all twisting in the head, wrong perception on the gang. Cause I'm sick made. A lot of niggas really bitch made. Niggas couldn't handle all that pressure, so they switch planes. You couldn't fuck your bitch right. That's why these bitches switch ways. Talking about bros over hoes, nigga, you gay. Who could see the dog? Motherfuckers couldn't see a frog. I love to take a risk, cause nigga, I got the biggest balls. Break them like a Kit Kat. Niggas better get back. Better hide your bitch before doggy
snap. Now say it with your chest, nigga. Y'all better bring all your best or get laid out with the rest. Now say it with your chest, nigga. Wipe the prints off the tech and have your bitch clean up the mess. Now say it with your chest, nigga. Y'all better bring all your best or get laid out with the rest. Now say it with your chest, nigga. Wipe the prints off the tech and have your bitch clean up the mess. Now say it with your chest, nigga.
Shot him in the head, caught him slipping at a dinner party. Crippin' ain't for everybody. Nah, nigga, search team, top to bottom. Now the homies tryna find him, don't trip, I already got him. Pumped up, got you slumped over. Why he have to die? Whole family looking for closure. You better stay inside, aiming for your frame, and I never miss. One time looking for evidence. No bullet shells or fingerprints. Ran that nigga out of town, shit, I ain't seen no since. Rolling 20 crip with the shit and I stand on it. Chest out, block on my hip with my hand on it. Whoever want it, got you niggas heated. I keep that thing tucked in case you niggas need it. I'm still undefeated. And all that talking under your breath, little nigga, you playing with death. You better
say
it
with your chest, nigga. You better bring all your best or get laid out with the rest. Now say it with your chest, nigga. Wipe the prints off the tech and have your bitch clean up the mess. Now say it with your chest.
Hey, listen, man. We gotta DJ link up, homie. Flow. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I love my little homie, straight up. Yeah. Nigga always waiting for the day he could find one and say, you know what, that nigga right there, that nigga like me right there. Young homie, we gon' live with you.
Yeah, that.
Come on. We used to be frontline on the green box 20 deep. Niggas running the light by the J's for fear they make D.I.E. Know your history. Are you a mystery just because the homie don't hang out no more? Don't mean he ain't with triggery. This homie don't like that homie. Why they from the same gang? From the same gang, but ain't on the same thing. What makes a homie? Is it still a standard? Park boy convention today. Make sure you get your lanyard. They'll be on top of the truck. You can make it up. Hope you squabble with dormant or so might have to wake them up. We going termite on this one. Every homie met on Logan Daily. You had to show up. Too long and your jaw was swollen. Salute to the young homies and know the history. Like baby EB said, link up and we'll get the victory. Do your homework. Know which big homies was really sly. Check the closet. Find out which homies really be lying. Salute to the young homies and know the history. Like baby EB said, link up and we'll get the victory. Do your homework, know which big homies was really sly. Check the files and find out which homies really be lying. Shit, it's strength in numbers, homie. See, the termites and the monster squad came after the termites, right? But shit, we was all together, nigga. Shit, nigga might be with a monster more than he be with a termite. You feel me, though? We clicking a selective politic and no homies was telling. And whatever we ended up belling was a trail of niggas yelling. Asleep, and if one was eating, we all was feasting. And felt that G's owed us no more than the gangster's teachings. Chestnut, Double R, Lonely D, Hall of Famer Z, did that 50 days and 50 nights with me. Bloodzilla, Monster Hearn, Baby Bud, Beezle, T-Mighty, niggas that'll never switch, always rival side. All protected and served, for a term suffice to be. Double OG, something that we never thought we'd live to be. Not entitled homies, to me, resemble a leech. Give a fuck about the struggles you've seen and want it free. Pendleton foot chasing us from front gate to back gate. Knock a brush down and hit my liquors for a fat plate. Brother's keeper, for him you supposed to dress up like the Reaper. But any homie get got, go turn the opera to some reefer. Salute to the young homies and know the history. Like baby EB said, link up and we'll get the victory. Salute. Do your homework, know which big homies was really sly. Check the files and find out which homies was really lying.
Drinking half life in my midlife. Tell myself to push through like a midwife. Might break the curfew if it's midnight. Burning incense while I'm looking inside.
DJ King Flow.
Might even burn a candle trying to get mine. But can't worry too much, buddy, just grind. You already know. I ain't gonna worry about shh. You know it is what it is. You already know. I ain't gonna worry about shh. You know it is what it is. You already know. It's like sitting in a rocking chair. Get you something to do, but get you nowhere. This my soul for real, I spit candy rain. I put tender love and care and revealing my pain. Drinking half-life while I'm living mine fully. Air Max 95 in the black scully. Hitting in plain sight, I got no worries. This thing on my side make the block scurry. Live and let live and keep go chasing. It's the jack of all trades and the double agent. This is how we do it, like Montel said. No worries long as the family's well fed. Plus I can't stress out on the unknown. Stay ten toes and go with the flow. Trust my gut and still strut like I got a meal. Even though I'm steady trying to stretch another bill. I ain't gonna worry about shh. You know it is what it is. You already know. I ain't gonna worry about shh. You know it is what it is.
On the $80,000 bill, I ain't had nobody that I could talk to or tell a goddamn thing, cause they want me in their cell deeper than the motherfucking wishing well. But I ain't tripping, can't you tell? I done been to hell, look at my life. I was 16 the first time I felt the knife. My mama cried for a week, that got my mind right. I come from darkness, I ain't never seen the limelight. My grind right, so I'm staying on my path now. So if you left me behind, just kiss my ass now. I'm headed straight up to the top so we can cash out. Go to that bitch and spend 200 when we cash out. Then smash out and go somewhere that we ain't never been. This for my motherfucking rounds, don't need new friends. These bitches pocket watches, tell them don't worry about his. Cause he don't want you or your pussy or none of your ends. Bitch, I'm a P and the P is for playing to win. If I did that shit once, I could do it again. So if I do that shit again, I'm doing it big. Bigger than you ever seen, bigger than big. I'm a psychopath, please don't fuck with them kids. You fuck with them kids, it's over, you're done, you dig. I know you hot, get you some water, take you a swig. Throw me to the wolves, I come back big.
Yeah, yeah.
DJ King Flow.
Let's go.
Girl, don't you see I'm out here hustling for you.
Come on.
I gotta go get this paper. Girl, don't you see I'm out here hustling for you.
I gotta go get this paper.
Hey, I'm out here hustling, hustling so I can get back home to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I'm out here hustling, hustling so I won't lose you. Well, every day I gotta get it. How I get is none of your business. Long as I'm handling mine, you gon' see the way that I shine. You with me, then you will see it, girl. If you're calling a busy baby, just wait for me. Don't you see I'm out here hustling for you? You can see I'm out here hustling.
I gotta go get this paper.
Trying to get you double bent, and why the Oakland? I'm the double stroke man. Sprinkle you a Gucci rush, then I make your Gucci bust.
You ain't got to ask, I'm a motherfucking Mac, and I always get my way. I wanna hit it from the back, wanna get it as a smack, and I know you wanna taste it. I can tell by the way that she's staring. She wants to come home with me, she wanna sleep with me, she wanna play with me, she wanna lay with me. I can tell by the look in her eye when she passed by.
I can't believe I'm working.
In a black Mercedes,
like a model, make me
wanna pay
the full
bottle.
Damn, she fine. I'm about to buy her a bottle and kick her out to get
the way her body's moving.
She got a feel for both. I love it that she's taking me home.
I bought the first Puerto Rican here and put her in the club. LA niggas won't give me props, they like scrubs. They love my hoe, while I fuck two more. Now they shorter than the commode. I watch the gang corrode, she turning back to a toad. Walking around the players club, trying to bust them a load. Drunk blue balls are tripping, now they hitting the road. Staggering, kissing the wifey, but she know it's old. Tricking is so cold.
Give me one of those, and one of those, and one of these. Oh, let me please bring these hoes to their knees. We can do this all day, we can do this all way. If you don't wanna play, you can hit the highway. Attitudes and your clothes, you can leave. Come in a trench coat, put some weed. We can have a party like a fantasy. It all happened that day when she passed by.
She might be somebody wanting
in a black Mercedes.
The Mike Jordan, the rap, Mike Jackson, the pop. DJ the Mike King type Flo. Of the street ends with no socks. The Hugh Hefner of the game, yeah, and it won't stop. Till I meet the law pro for the hood, it's all good. The Spielberg when I spill words to track. I'm a sick dude, you can't feel worse than that. For you slow-minded dudes, I reverse it back. I got a sick flow, see, ain't no nurse in that. But mommy, if you rock my world, I get you the baby bucket. You can be my baby rock girl. White Nike ears, we call them wifey ears. Size 4 or 5, how cute is your size? That new cute bubble, give you horses to drive. I paint that picture, cause ain't no like the one you get from Mike Holler.
I don't think they're ready for this one.
My life would never be the same. Cause girl, you came and changed the way I walk, the way I talk. I cannot explain the things I feel for you. Girl, you know it's true. Stay with me, fulfill my dreams, and I'll be all you need.
It feels so right,
girl.
Encore une fois,
Dax Dax, TSK Song. Let's go.
Move from one place to another. Be on the take, not on the cover.
Yeah.
What can you wait? What happens next? Come on, just tell her what happens next. Yeah.
Mixtape addicts.
Say I'm strange like hawks, for the sharpest darts. And misplaced like parts. Get into the keenness of the red eye. The hint of greenness, sharing the blueprint and agenda with no surrender. For the capital, I switch your capital, and each pool can be lyrical. Get off the loop, fuck your mental shoot, shoot to destroy the convoy with beliefs like news briefs. So the stint is brief, with changes comes rearranges, and the danger is now under comes like thunder and new signs like concubines. I struggle to avoid trouble.
So I'm completely now.
Check the verse, it's in and out, like wildin' in the south end. I'm in it to win, I claw in like an adrenaline rush. Make a push, but still keep it on the hush. It's personal like daily journals and wild shit. I won't quit, instead take it to another realm. With love at the helm, focus like telescopes, and hope and raspy vocal notes.
Do you wanna go there? Do you really wanna go there? Be a natural self.
J'ai mis du coffre, du cœur et de la haine. À la fois chic, choc, tout à la fois réel. Le RAP est né dans nos ruelles.
LA to Seattle.
Me lance à venir le temps.
Rooster,
8-5 et East Coast, West Coast.
Everywhere.
Et ça fait depuis longtemps, on bosse fort. Seul, on fait mijoter la sauce. Donc forcément, entre nous, on s'en sort. C'est les sur scène, comportement toujours sincère. J'ai pris du temps et des coups, maintenant prêt à en découdre. Jamais baisser les bras et jamais desserrer les coups de Black Stacks. Qu'est-ce que sans ça, c'est la même clique. Clique, clique, King Flow Mixte Magic. L'amour du mouvement, la passion d'écrire. Ouais. Écoutez du son et pouvoir en créer.
Do you wanna go there? Do you really wanna go there? Be a natural self. When ascending wasn't a mystery, wasn't a assignment. Stars were used to map out new quests, not new threats.
Yeah, it's King Flow, Mixtape Addict Show, you know, all the way from France, connecting the dots to California with the homie Glasses Malone. How are you, man?
What's up with it, King? How you doing, brother?
Doing great, man, doing great. You know, we have a tradition at Mixtape Addict. I have to ask you, I always ask the same question to my guest. Who is your all-time favorite DJ?
My all-time favorite DJ probably would be a tie between DJ Crazy Tunes and DJ Battle Cat.
Yes, sir. Two legends right there. Two West Coast legends. You've been working a lot in the hip-hop game and dropping several mixtapes, like, you know, like 10, 15 years ago. We've been following you for a while. You dropped a lot of mixtapes, man. And do you miss the mixtape format?
I've always approached, you know, I don't know if I ever took the mixtape format. I think I did when I did the Electric Chair in 2010, the tapes with DJ Greg Street, DJ Vlad, DJ Warrior. But I've always approached it like making an album, you know, creating the whole storyline. So I don't know if I've ever used traditionally what the mixtape format is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always approached it like telling a story, like I would, you know, with an album. Maybe I use somebody else's beats to kind of convey the thought, like the Electric Chair being a Death Row project. But I always approached it, you know what I mean? Like I was making an album.
Yep, and you always had like really good concepts about your mixtape. Just, it's funny you say that, because you make them sound like albums. And that's the case of, in a lot of different cases, artists, they do mixtapes, and sometimes it sounds better than the album that they're preparing to drop, you know?
I think there's a freedom about mixtapes. There's a freedom about mixtapes. You're free to kind of move about the cabin. You don't feel as restricted. And I really think a lot of people should take that same mentality into making albums. If they're not, you know, if they don't understand what the album is about, but definitely carry the same freedom into making an album. And I think you would get more creative, you know, bodies of work.
Yep. You had like different track, like you said, using other people's beats or using different engineers too. It's not like an album. You can recall the track, mix it at a place, and, you know, have a bunch of different tracks recorded at different spots, and it all end up in the same mixtape. So definitely more freedom to the artist, I think.
Yeah, I did a tape that never came out. It was over all Ice Cube instrumentals. It's called Cold as Ice. I never released it, but I've been thinking about releasing it, like recording it, you know what I mean, re-recording it, and then releasing it. Definitely when I make a mixtape, I like to make a cohesive idea. You know what I mean? I think that's important to me as an innate storyteller. And just when you about to market something, you know, people know what they're getting themselves into.
Yes, sir. That's dope that you're saying that, man. So you got a full mixtape with Ice Cube beats ready to drop?
Yeah, and I never dropped it. I probably recorded it in about 2012.
Okay.
And I recorded it before Crazy Tunes passed away. Okay. And when Crazy Tunes passed away, you know, I couldn't really get it to him to see if it was something that he'd be interested in doing it. And so maybe, you know, I've been thinking about Jinx, but I know Jinx got, you know, him and Cube got some stuff going on.
I remember you. Yeah, you work with like DJ Ski, DJ Hookie, Greg Streets, all those guys, man.
Yeah. I just try to make dope shit, really.
Yep. So who are you going to go with to release this mixtape? Because you got to do that with a legendary DJ too, man.
You know what, man? It's 12 years old. I don't know if it'll come out. It would have to be somebody that's, you know, some tied into Ice Cube's camp, you know what I mean? Maybe the Bomb Squad or, you know, something fresh. You know what I mean? I don't have an idea because, like I said, Crazy Tunes was kind of the DJ that I was targeting. You know what I mean? That's who I would have liked to propose the idea and, you know, and had him tell me what was missing from it and what to add. But, you know, without it, without Crazy Tunes or Jinx, you know, it's like, is there really anybody that's worthy?
For sure. I understand that. But the fans are ready to hear that. So if you ever want to drop that, you know, we'll be here to support, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I'm for sure. If I could figure out if the clouds open up and send a light down, you feel me, then it'll happen.
Yep. And I see you're still active in the mixtape game. I have one of my homies from Germany, DJ Easy, recently dropped a mixtape, and you're hosting it.
Yeah. It was dope. Easy came to me, Easy from Berlin, right? Easy came to me and was like, man, he wanted to do a tape. And I'm like, man, I hadn't hosted a mixtape in probably, you know, 12 years. I was like, yeah, for sure, let's do it. And I like what he did with the tape. I do miss the freeness about it and, you know, how it kind of had this cultural, you know, thing. So that was dope.
Yep, that was good to see your face on the cover of the mixtape. I was like, damn, okay, Easy connecting with Glasses Malone. That's fire. And the tape is dope, man. Shout out to the homie DJ Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're working with guys from Germany. Today you're with me, a French media. So, yo, what do you think about, like, the whole European hip-hop scene?
I've been up on it for a while now. Obviously, I know who Oop is. I know a couple guys from Germany. Really, I feel like, you know, anywhere where ghetto's at, you could develop a hip-hop scene. You know, you could develop slang and culture and really have a place to represent that's not represented. You know what I mean? I don't care which ghetto around the world, you know what I mean? Most of them aren't represented when it comes to mainstream interest. And hip-hop always gives that voice to those people that are not represented in the mainstream. So long as it's like that, I feel like that culture will always exist. That seed will grow in any ghetto around the world. You know what I mean? So it's dope to watch it. You know what I mean? It's dope to watch it. So
yep.
I want to keep watching it develop. I like what's happening, obviously, in England. I've always knew what was happening in Germany and what's happening in France. So Japan, you know, a couple different scenes. I've been tapped into the Russia scene because it's a lot of ghettos that people don't know exist there. And I'm just waiting on people to really start showing it all off.
Yeah, man. So, you know, hip-hop music, man, it comes from struggle, man, being into, like, bad moments. And, you know, people around the globe, man, they live the same shit, you know. It don't matter if you're in France, if you're in Russia, like you say, you know, Spain, whatever. I think that's what give you the strength to release dope music is that struggle.
Yeah, and it ain't always just bad moments. It's sometimes understanding the bad moment. A lot of times when we grow up where we grow up at, you don't even see the moments as bad. Yep. They just part of life. You know what I mean? You don't look at the way you talk as a you know, a language barrier. You know, again, slang is made to help people communicate with each other. No, it don't matter that the educational programs ain't as great in the communities that we grow up in. You know what I mean? We still figure out a way to communicate with each other. And it's nothing like hearing that when it's over, you know, music. You know, that language or that fashion, you know, when you don't have all the money in the world, but you still put together, you know, a snazzy fit and feel good about yourself. You know what I mean? So even those bad moments don't feel so bad. And I think, you know, hip hop has done a great job with taking a real horrible hand and making it something that the world wishes they were. You know, hip hop can make the world wish they come from these poor neighborhoods because, you know, we celebrate them in such a way that's it feels contagious. You know, people try to turn their suburbs into this, so it's dope.
Yeah, man, and hip hop, you know, really changed the world and society in its own. You know, like the way people dress, the way people talk. Sometimes people don't even realize that the way they act or come from hip hop culture, which is crazy.
Yeah. But again, still got to remember, you know, even though it's ghettos all around the world, you know what I mean? They're still a minute in most places. I mean, there's only going to be a handful of places that the ghetto ain't minute in. You know, maybe like third world countries, it's a lot more ghetto than it is, you know, suburban or affluent areas. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that peek into culture is always going to be appreciating when you see how, you know, other poor people or, you know, other disenfranchised people are doing their thing.
Yeah, man. Real talk, bro. And we gonna talk about your album that you recently dropped, man. You named it Fuck Glasses Malone. Why did you choose to pick this name?
So Fuck Glasses Malone is an early mixtape that I dropped. It had all original compositions, but it was a mixtape. And when I first came into the game, I felt that energy from, like, you know what I mean, from, like, the actual business itself, you know, certain successful artists, you know, from the business. And I made that as, like, a kind of like a joke, you know what I mean, for people that didn't like what I was doing at the time. And because I made a lot of, you know, there was projects I released before streaming apps were popular, you know what I mean, it was time to start moving all of those products to streaming sites. Well, fast forward, you know, I dropped that, you know, project 2008. You know, you fast forward, you know, 16 years, I'm much more equipped to make music, to make records. I'm such a better record maker. I'm such a better MC. Whatever rawness I've lost, you know, from, you know, being successful at this point, it's not enough to negate exactly who I was then and then making it on a better record for now. So, you know, refreshing it up, you know, making sure when people who heard the first one get to experience something new when they play it again. You know, so many people who heard the first one was like, man, this one is better. I'm glad you did it like this. And, you know, just making fans happy. So when they go to streaming apps and they look over my catalog, you know, in 20 years, they're able to see what I'm really about. You know, they're able to see my journey. And, you know, I'm grateful for the opportunity. You know, I'm grateful for streaming apps and really getting a chance to go in and fix a lot of my catalog to me.
Yep. And what do you think, like, about the way people consume music nowadays?
I think artists need to be more mindful of how people consume music, you know. That will change how you deliver music. But it's always been like that, you know, when vinyls, you know, before from phonographs, before it went to a 45, you know, songs were 20 minutes long. And when 45s, the 7-inch came out, songs went to being 3 minutes long. Yep. know, cassettes made music, you know, you got 60 minutes worth of music. CDs, you got 74 minutes worth of music. So the medium has always been important. I think this is the first time artists are not taking that into account on a mass scale. You know, it feels like it's a little more freer than it really is. It's the feeling of freedom, but it's not truly freedom. You still got to be mindful of the medium and rather how people are consuming music.
Yep.
And I think artists aren't really mindful enough of it.
Yeah, man. Real talk, man. And I like the fact that you, you know, decided to do tapes, CDs, vinyls, the whole thing, you know. So tell people about that and where they can go and cap that, man.
Again, man, if music is not for sale, then you're not in the music business. So, you know, I created a store, you know, www.thecripstore.com, thecripstore.com. And, you know, I got cassettes, like you said, CDs, vinyls. I have, you know, a Walkman now, a custom Walkman, a Crip Walkman. That's dope. So you could play the music. You know, you could Bluetooth it to your speakers, or you could put headphones in and walk around and listen to music. I'm working on vinyl players and I'm working on CD players because I do think we're in a time where a lot of people got rid of their music playing devices and then just, you know, put it on their phone. But now as you look up, you know, you might want to talk on the phone and play music. And, you know, that possibility is not, you know, there. I mean, if you, like, I could play music while I'm on the phone, but it sounds a bit distorted, you know. You know, it's an element of life missing when it comes to music. And that's that vibe you set when you playing music while you're on the phone and you playing music with whatever you're doing while you playing a game on your phone. You know, my goal was to make sure we kept that, you know, dimension alive.
For sure, man. For sure. It is good, man, to see you having like different formats, man. And what's your favorite one? Is it CDs? Is it cassettes? Is it vinyl? What's your favorite one?
Probably CDs, because I grew up for the most part with CDs. Like, I remember cassettes, but by the time I was able to start scoring music on my own, it was CDs. Mm-hmm. But there is something special about vinyl. You know, when the music is correct, it is a magic that, you know, you could tell, you know, that's been around roughly, you know, 80 years. You could feel it. And so I love, my favorite consumption is probably the CD, but I've never felt the joy that I felt when I did the Cancel These Nuts album on vinyl, and people were playing the vinyl. It makes you feel like you're really in the big leagues, like you're really in the game at that point. So I do appreciate that. That'd probably be my second.
And it's a higher quality too. Like, you know, when you listen to an album that's been mixed and mastered to be on a vinyl, the experience, the musical experience is different.
What's funny is I'm making a whole project, a future project called White Lightning 2, just for vinyl. You know what I mean? Like, you know, even when I'm mixing it and mastering it, I'm bringing it to a 2-inch reel just for the vinyl experience. Nice. So, you know, you start to play more and more games with this music thing. And, you know, it's God willing, people reward you with the economics to keep you going and pursuing, you know, all kind of great media, you know, all kind of great ideas for people to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And it's also show you the power of hip-hop culture, because the return of vinyls is because of hip-hop.
That's a great point, yeah. I mean, again, hip-hop is very much a DJ-first thing. You know, maybe the dancers came first, but the DJs were the first stars.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Dancers became stars after, but the DJs kind of became the first stars. And, you know, it makes sense that the vinyl, you know, their greatest tool, you know, would make a comeback and then start to impact the whole music scene, you know, across all genres. So it makes sense.
Yeah, man. You know, hip-hop started like that, you know, with DJ spinning the funk breaks and MC started rhyming over it. And talking about funk, man, I heard, you know, the last project, and there's that special touch of funk from start to finish. Do you consider yourself like one of the gatekeepers of G-Funk music in 2024?
I would have probably... Well, hip-hop first started with the dancers. Before there was a hip-hop DJ, there were the dancing that created the break. The you know, regular DJs that was just disco DJs playing the break and the dancers hitting the floor. So I don't want to make, I want to make sure we give credit to the dancers first. You know, I think the DJ is the most important, but the dancer is first, you know. But back to your question. What was the question one more time, if you don't mind?
I would like, I was just listening to the album.
Oh, as a G-Funk. Yeah. You know, like when I first started, when I came into music, I was more infatuated with blues and soul. But I feel like because I am from the West Coast, because I am, you know, one of the last gangster rappers that proudly proclaims himself that way and built in the image of all of the legendary predecessors, you know, my legendary predecessors. It's like I have to embrace G-Funk. That's what I realized more than anything. You know, I wasn't so, you know, I'm not a musician. You know, I wasn't a musician when I first started. Now I could play the bass, but I wasn't a musician at first. So I didn't understand, you know, like carrying your family name. You know what I mean? It's like carrying my family's legacy, carrying my dad's love for drag racing. You know, that's as important as carrying G-Funk. You know what I mean? Like carrying G-Funk to the next generation, making sure I keep, you know, G-Funk in the mix and have something a little funky so people could always remember, you know, this is what the West specialized in with hip-hop. You know, there were other people doing funk. You know, you had Eric B doing funk with Rakim. You know, you had EPMD. But when the West did it, man, it became like the calling card for, you know, our life, our weather, our parties, you know, our existence in hip-hop. And you know, I feel privileged. It went from kind of feeling like it was a burden to feeling privileged to carry that forward, you know, into this millennium, you know, even into this decade when people can hear fresh G-Funk. And, you know, when you hear Fuck Glasses and you hear that bass line just going through there, or, you know, you hear those songs, it's dope.
Yeah, man. You're keeping the funk alive, keeping G-Funk and the funk alive.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, shout out to James Brown, you know, rest in peace. Shout out to George Clinton, who's still breathing, you know, Bootsy still breathing.
Yep.
You know, we got to carry it forward, man. Even if it ain't, you know, as popular as it once was, you know, you still carry the responsibility of making sure people know about the funk. And that's part of being, you know, that's what comes with being a part of this gangster rap scene, you know, this West Coast scene.
Hell yeah, man. And what do you think is the secret to making timeless music?
Using instruments, you know what I mean? That's always important. I think there's a level of sampling, you know, that became a part of hip hop. You know, really, sometimes we falsely say sampling was at the beginning, and really it wasn't. You know, it was people, you know, interpolating ideas. You know, Sylvia Robinson, whether it's The Message, whether it's Rapper's Delight, you know, whether it's Houdini, you know, the stuff Larry Smith was doing, whether it's the stuff Curtis Blow was doing and for the Fat Boys as well, whether it's Too Short, you know, early Too Short stuff where, you know, he had a 4-piece band, you know, that interpolation. So, you know, you could tell the music had more of a, like a growth pattern. But shout out to Maul, kind of, to me, who is the father of modern day sampling, you know, Marley Maul. And you know, hip hop had a run that was really dope with that. But when, you know, when Quick and Dr. Dre and Hutch and all of those guys start adding instruments in with the technique that Maul created, you know, that sample or the thing that he feels to be the father of, that's when hip hop really hit its, you know, its apex. It started becoming the greatest thing. It started competing with all the genres of music for the best records. So, I think it's the inclusion of real instruments. They never get old. You know, it's permanent. It's like it's classic. It'll never die. You know, it don't age. Synths can age. I mean, but a bass guitar will never age.
Nope. And you know, you can still play like funk jams from the 70s to the 80s. Right now in 2024, and even young people, they're actually having a good time listening to it, man.
And if you play it, man, it does something different to your body. It's more than your ears, you know. It touches, you know, the core of your being. So it's dope.
Yeah, man. You mentioned DJ Quick and all that. I want to do a special shout out to Daz Dillinger too, because this guy is so underrated and made some crazy beats without sampling, just playing instruments with musicians. Shit blew my mind. So shout out to Daz, man.
And Daz is a big, you know, important factor in how I started, how I became a producer. So, you know, Daz has always been one of my favorite guys as far as the legendary guys from the West Coast. It's a really good dude. Fucking great guy.
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to get beats from him for 8 years. And I always text him, like, send me some beats. He just laughed. Like, I don't make beats. I'm going to keep asking until you send me some beats. Now he kind of started back make beats, so he reminded me, I'm going to text him today. Send me some beats.
Yeah, man. It got to, man. That would be dope to hear you with Daz, man.
Yeah. I think it'll be something great.
Yeah, man. And do you have any advice for the young upcoming MCs that want to follow the same path, man?
If it's a young MC, get you an older producer.
Okay.
Or get a young producer, you know, or get your young producer and team him up with an older producer. Mm-hmm. No, don't be smart. Don't negate the wisdom of the production of music. Like, I do feel like hip hop can be considered a young man sport because, you know, that's when you at your most fearless when you're young and stupid. But don't let your music be as young and stupid as you. You know, get you some music that can go, you know, from a person 9 years old to a person 90 years old. That would be the advice I would give a young MC coming up.
Yes, sir. Or maybe a young producer who has a big brother, man. That can help.
If I was a young producer, my advice to young producer is get you an older producer. Get you an older person and know something about records. You know, take advantage of hip-hop wisdom-wise here. You know what I mean? Get, you know, it's different. You may have the greatest arm in the world, like baseball. You know, you might could pitch 6 or 7 innings, but, you know, you need to learn the ropes so you could pitch 9 innings. You know, and you need to know how some, you know, an older producer can show you how to preserve yourself in games or through breaks and how to exist. You know, well, it's the same thing on production. You know, take advantage of the DJ Battle Cats, the Warren G's, you know, while you can. Take advantage of the premieres, you know, the Pete Rocks, the KLCs from Beats by the Pound, the Manny Fresh. Get that wisdom from them guys while they still breathing air because, man, the stuff they can tell you can change your life. 2 things can change your life. I mean, so definitely value the wisdom that hip hop has. You know, now it's been around 50 years. You know, it ain't a bunch of people just, you know, making it up out of nowhere. Now you have something to learn from. So as a young producer, I would always tell you, you know, start getting with some older producers so you can kind of start figuring out what records is all about, not just, you know, making a bunch of beats.
Yep. You gotta do your research, do your history, get the knowledge. It's very important, man.
Yeah, like they say on the West, your due diligence. Do your due diligence.
Yep, yep. I think, you know, hip-hop is kind of like the only music genre where people don't really respect the old heads as much as they're supposed to, you know?
Well, it's built on a level, you know, I don't get offended. It's built on, you know, hip-hop is built on a revolt of tradition. You know, it's built on a revolt of tradition. You know what I mean? Like whether it's in America where it's, you know, people oppressing people that look a certain way or come from a certain place. But that don't mean you revolt against yourself. Don't confuse the people, you know, that came through the same system as some level of gatekeeper. They aren't. You know, they don't still, you know, keep the gates. That's not what they do. You know what I mean? And I think that's confusion. You start looking at age as the true, you know, stopping factor because, you know, it's always been, you know, old men money, but that's not people that look like you. They still just like you, you know, they still just like you.
Yep, yep. Real talk, man. So, yeah, what can we wish for you, man, in the next couple years and also tell the people where they can go and, you know, check out all the new music, all the new stuff that you have?
So I'll be in France to do some concerts over the next 6 months. My next project is the 110 Project. It's a group album that's really dope. The L.A. Giants, Player Ham's son, you know, that worked with DJ Quick, his sons. We got a dope album that's coming together that's going to be amazing. Looks like November, realistically, maybe even December. I'm Googleable. You could Google Glasses Malone and find me everywhere. But really, if you want to find me, you should come to www.thecripstore.com. You know, I'm going to start running a dope live stream and maybe start DJing some instrumentals, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. But that's where I'm at all the time. But pretty soon I'll be in France in your face, so we'll make it happen.
Dope, dope, man. Let me know when you're out there, man. We can link up, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you for your time, man, for being in the Mixtape Addict show, bro.
Much love to the Mixtape Addict, man. It's time to get back to it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You already know. I'll be waiting for the mixtape with the Ice Cube beats.
Yes, sir. I got you. We'll figure it out.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Much love, bro.
Peace.